But far beyond books, learning means keeping the mind open and active to receive all kinds of experiences. One of the best informed men I ever knew was a cowboy who rarely read a newspaper and never a book, but who had ridden many thousands of miles through one of the western states. He knew his state as thoroughly as a surgeon knows the human body. He loved it and understood it. Not a mountain, not a canyon, which had not much to tell him, not a change in the weather that he could not interpret. And so, among the pleasures of learning, we should include travel, travel with an open mind, an alert eye, and a wish to understand other peoples, other places, rather than looking in them for a mirror image of oneself. If I were a young man today, I should resolve to see, no, to learn, all the 50 states before I was as 35. Learning also means learning to practice, or at least to appreciate an art. Every new art you learn appears like a new window on the universe. It is like acquiring a new sense. Because I was born and brought up in Glasgow, Scotland, a hideous 19th century industrial city, I did not understand the slightest thing about architecture until I was in my 20s. Since then, I have learned a little about the art, and it has been a constant delight.